I'm recording this episode at 2.2 miles per hour.
Your daily Lex.
Are you wondering how that's possible, or have you already cracked the code? I'm on a treadmill. I'm on a treadmill desk. I was an early adopter on treadmill desks years and years ago. And then at some point I started being in meetings and on calls all the time, all day. So I eventually abandoned the treadmill desk because I would pause it constantly. I would stop it constantly nobody wants to see you bobbing up and down when you're on a treadmill, when you're, going to make a motion sick on a Zoom call or a video call, whatever. And it, you know, also they get a little loud over time. So with calls all the time, it just didn't make sense for me to keep using a treadmill desk. But I've realized recently I'm on calls for several hours a day, but not the whole day. And, you know, I've been working on improving my fitness, and I just don't get that many steps in a day. On a day where I use my treadmill in the basement, you know, for an actual treadmill workout, sure, I get some steps in. But still, it's been said many times that the 10,000 step goal that people use was made up by a manufacturer of a pedometer device and is not based on any scientific fact. But I wouldn't get any steps. And my average steps per day has been around 5,000-ish. And I had 5,000 this morning at 11 o'clock. So I'm excited, and I'm currently using the treadmill right now. Now, the downside or the flip side or the caveat, one of those things, is one, I know I sound a tiny bit winded right now, and I think that's just rebuilding some treadmill desk endurance. I'm also starting faster than I did years ago when I used the treadmill desk. I started at that point at 1 mile an hour, and now I dove right in at 2.2. I usually say dive, but that's my dove. Anyway, the temporary desk setup I'm using, I ordered a monitor today because right now I'm using my iPad as a display plus my actual laptop as a display. I've got my keyboard propped up on the complete works of Shakespeare. I've got my trackpad positioned a little bit higher on some stacked. You wouldn't believe me if I told you, but I'm going to tell you. On two different harmonica cases, I have two different collections of harmonicas, and one stacked on the other is the right height for my trackpad to rest upon. Right now my laptop and iPad are both on risers. When the monitor arrives tomorrow, it'll have an adjustable height, and I'll be able to use those risers instead for the keyboard height and the trackpad height. So it'll all get sorted out. But I still have to figure out what the right microphone setup is. I'm actually curious how annoying it is to hear the background noise. I think it's actually fairly filtered out from my early test, but I don't want this to be annoying to listen to for obvious reasons. So I got to check that out. But my microphone's on an arm. And the arm right now has got the microphone positioned right in front of my face. But it wouldn't be good on Zooms because it's right in front of my face. So figuring out how to get it off camera, I'm going to wait until, again, I have my actual monitor tomorrow, because that'll affect camera placement, all those things. And then there's the idea of sitting. I have this beautiful 3-foot-wide Dell monitor to my right at the seated desk spot. But I don't have a height-adjustable desk. Wow. The end credits music just played on my computer, and it was really disturbing because I wasn't ready for it. But anyway, I don't have a height adjustable desk. I have a seated desk built in and a standing desk built in. I regret that. I shouldn't have done it that way, but that's what I did. So I tried really hard to see if I could get my 3-foot-wide monitor to fit in my standing desk space. That standing desk space that's built into my house is about 1.5 to 2 inches too narrow. So it can't fit, hence ordering this other monitor. And it really means I'm going to have two separate setups for the same computer. And I like parts of that because it means that when I'm sitting down to use the thing, it'll be annoying. I'll miss my main setup, but it's like, where does the microphone go? Is there a way to position my microphone boom arm thing so that it can work for both seated and standing? And the answer is no, I don't think there is. So I'm going to figure some of those things out, and that'll be over the next few days. The other bummer is that nothing is really good at tracking your steps on a treadmill desk. The Apple Watch is on your wrist. If you're typing, it doesn't know how many steps you're taking. If you put it into, hey, I'm walking on a treadmill mode, it still doesn't know. Like, my treadmill right now reports that I don't know exactly how long before I started recording I pressed start on the treadmill, but my treadmill has currently logged me walking 0.5 mile. My watch has me walking 1/4 mile because it can't tell what I'm walking. It can't figure it out. So that's annoying. My buddy Brian suggested I strap my Apple Watch to my ankle. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it does make sense to me. It would work, but it would make the watch less useful. because I'm not limber enough to lift my ankle up to see my notifications. I was looking at what people do online. Some use smarter treadmills than I'm using that can talk to their phones and tell them, hey, here's how many steps the person got. You could get an old school Fitbit. Some of them, like the Fitbit Zip, would go in your pocket. And then you can try to import that number to your Apple Health app, I guess. I'm curious. I don't know if Apple Health calculates steps if you input stuff manually. So I got to experiment with that. Like if I say, hey, Apple Watch, I walked 10 miles on my treadmill. Will it calculate how many steps that was? I don't know. Because that might be the way to do it, is manually versus trying to use my smart devices. Or I could just not worry about getting the exact number, which is probably the best solution. Anyway, that's my day. Happy Thursday. And so many of you are not working today. I've gotten a lot of out-of-office messages from people saying they'll be back on Monday. But my kids had to go to school, so I went to work. That's how it goes. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful day, whether you worked or not. And I hope my breathlessness while recording here wasn't too annoying to listen to. It may well have been. And I hope the treadmill background noise wasn't too annoying. I think that is the end of my hopes for 2025. I'm aiming low. Goodbye.
Lex.